Final score, Pella defeats Perry 10-0. It's one of our nine McCall Monument Monumental Players of the Game. We chose the team tonight, but getting one of the players who hasn't been on the radio yet, it's Lucy Carlson, the starting everyday catcher, joining us following a 10-0 win. Lucy, first of all, congratulations. A real team effort out there tonight. What was it like to see everything clicking out there?
Well, it was really great to see our bats put together, and our hits were all one after another, which is really good because in some of our games it's hard to string our hits together, but that was really good for us tonight.
Well, and especially coming off of a really tough loss against a team that you could see on the way to Fort Dodge with Norwalk, how important was it to have this kind of three-day weekend reset mentally and to come out and play so well, knowing you're capable of being a Norwalk team if you play like you did tonight?
Yeah, the three-day weekend really helped. I think it was a good reset for our bodies because it's late in the season, we're all tired, it's time to push, and just we have to keep going, and it's good to get out and win in a game like this so we can keep that flow going for Norwalk.
Well, and as you mentioned, especially you're the everyday catcher, and not only are you catching, you're hitting every single day as well. It's not an easy job to have, especially considering all the work that you do with your pitchers, but I'm guessing for you too, a really nice little mini break to kind of give you a second wind going into this home stretch.
Yeah, and especially since my body's been, it's been getting pretty tired, so it's nice to have a little break and then get back at it.
Well, I know when I talked to you and Kiki at one point during basketball season, you weren't sure necessarily what your status would be for the season. So for those who don't know, you had an off-season back injury. How important was it for you to get back here and play the game you love? And what's it been like? I know it's probably still not 110%, but obviously it was probably exciting for you to be able to play this year.
Yeah, it was really important for me. That was a goal of mine. When I knew I broke it, I wanted to play softball. And the doctor's like, you're going to have to work hard and you're going to have to take your PT and your recovery really serious. So that was a really big deal for me. And I'm excited that I get to come back and play.
Well, and for you too, I mean, you've improved a lot from your previous season. So what's that been like for you, knowing that you didn't probably get to hit as much as you wanted to in the offseason, you didn't get to play defense, workout, all the above? How rewarding has it knowing that the work you did put in has paid off, and obviously having a great offensive year, and maybe more importantly for this team, a really good defensive year as a catcher?
Yeah, it's been really great for me. This team is so supportive in everything that we do, and we all work hard. So it's really great to see the outcome that's happening on the field.
Here with Lucy Carlson, the everyday catcher for Pella, 1-for-3 here against Perry as they knock off the Jets 10-0 in 5 innings. So we talked a little bit about this team 1-9, and you've watched this program growing up. It's not that long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of struggles, right? A 4-win team in the COVID season. And now this year, third place, the best finish in the conference in 13 years. You're quickly approaching 20 wins, which should likely happen here considering you're off or you're kind of in between season schedule here. How exciting has it been to watch this program grow and to be a part of the success now that you're seeing with this team? And to be winning more days than not, I'm sure that's really fun.
It's so much fun. It's such an improvement from last year, and it makes the game so much more fun. And when you're with girls that you love, and we're all so close, and I think that really translates to how we play on the field and our connection, and it's been really great.
Well, and a really young team too. There's a lot of freshmen out there. You've got a lot of sophomores and obviously just a couple of seniors and juniors kind of mixed in between. And that's got to be a pretty fun dynamic to know that, yeah, sure, this year is really important and you have goals in front of you. But long-term, the program, there's a ton of talent right now with this team. And a lot of you are sophomores and younger.
Yeah, it's really great. And well, the better part about that is that we'll get to stay together for a longer amount of time. So we'll get to play with each other and get closer, and that'll help a lot.
Well, and no doubt that you play one of the toughest schedules. So even within that, you're 18-11. You've seen some of the best teams in the state. You've beaten DCG, who's now number 2 in Class 4A. You were really close with North Polk at the Oskaloosa tournament. So obviously you've struggled against Norwalk, but I imagine still the long-term goal of this team is to be playing in Fort Dodge. And how exciting is it now that you've maybe talked about that goal the last couple of years, but now it's a realistic possibility that you have the players to be able to do that? I'm sure that's really fun and exciting.
Yeah, it's super fun, and we're going to work hard to get there. We have a tough schedule, but we can do it.
Well, and you'll have to beat 2 ranked teams likely to get there. And I know you're not looking too far ahead yet, so you still have a couple of games coming up yet this week. Everything's on the road now. If weather permits, you got Boone coming up Tuesday, all the way to Grandview Christian on Friday, and then more opportunities to play early next week. So what are the things then that you need to do to carry over what happened here tonight, right? Good offense, good defense, good pitching. How do you carry that over to make sure that's ready for the postseason next week?
I think we have to keep the energy going. Our dugout is a huge provider of our energy during game, and just keep our bats going and we'll be good.
And then just from your perspective, if you are going to get to the state tournament and you get to see these pitchers in particular, Emma, you know, let's talk about that quick. Emma returning, that was huge, right?
Yeah. She did a great job.
Well, just off for a week and a half, and I just give up 3 hits in 5 innings. And how big has that been, her addition to the team too?
It's been great. Her bat is very helpful for us, and just her pitching out, our defense is so confident with her in the circle, and it's been great to have her back.
Well, and quickly too, how big was it that Sage stepped up so big in such a big way, give you chances to win game after game while your offense was still struggling? I mean, Sage obviously has had some rough outings here this year, but has really turned it on as late. So you got one or two options that can really get you through 7 innings.
Yeah, Sage stepped up, and she pitched amazing when we needed her, and it was awesome.
And your perspective as a catcher, I'm sure it's fun to catch with pitchers who are pretty good too.
Yeah.
And then last question, like I said, what's it going to take then if you are going to be one of those 8 teams in Fort Dodge? What do you think it's going to take from this team, especially when you do see Bondurant and then potentially Norwalk again for a fourth time?
I think working hard in our off practices. We don't have much left, but taking those really serious, getting good reps, and just playing how we play together, and we'll be there.
Lucy Carlson is the everyday catcher here for the Pella Dutch. Final score 10-0 over Perry. Lucy, good to finally get you up here in the booth. Your brother's doing great, by the way, this season too, I know. That's another question that popped into my head. I know I talked to you about it off. How's mom doing trying to chase both teams? Is she here tonight or is she in Washington?
Yep, mom and dad are here tonight. They didn't want to travel an hour and a half to watch, but they do really great. They just are super supportive, and they go back and forth all the time, and it's awesome.
And I'm sure you're very proud of your brother and vice versa, right?
Yep.
As close as you might be in age, I'm sure you get along fine. That's Lucy Carlson, the everyday catcher. Lucy, congratulations, and hopefully a long postseason awaits us. Thank you.
Thank you.